Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan was at Joint Base Andrews when the three Americans arrived. She spoke with Vice President Mike Pence.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President.
You bet.
What condition are these prisoners in?
Well, they're receiving detailed medical attention and have since they were wheels up from North Korea, but all of them were in such good spirits to be able to have an opportunity to visit with them on the tarmac after the president and the first lady brought them out of the plane was deeply moving to Karen and me. And to have a few words with them, to hear their expressions of support for the president, their gratitude to the country, their gratitude for the prayers of the American people, I'll remember the rest of my life. We very much appreciate the statements and the efforts that Kim Jong-un has made so far to move us toward the path to peace.
What does the release actually signify to you, though, about Kim's willingness to negotiate away his nuclear arsenal?
When negotiations for denuclearization of North Korea failed in the past, the parties came together, promises were made, and then promises were broken. But the promises weren't made by North Korea until there were concessions.
And you don't see this summit as a concession?
Well, what I see is when the South Koreans came with the request for a meeting and said that Kim Jong-un had said he was prepared to suspend ballistic missile testing, suspend nuclear testing, not object to American military exercises, and was requesting a summit, I was sitting next to the president when virtually on the spot, he said, yes, we'll do it. And it's because I think the president senses an opening that may result in a historic agreement. As the president often says, we'll see. But it is accurate to say that North Korea has taken steps so far, made commitments so far, and making it possible for these three Americans to come home before there were any concessions even offered by the United States or our allies, gives us hope this may be different.
You've been speaking with the Secretary of State, who has been on the ground in Pyongyang. In this meeting, were there any new concessions made, any promises made about what Kim will actually do with his nuclear program?
What Kim Jong-un has said publicly and in discussions is that he is prepared to negotiate to achieve complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Those words are important, but we'll see what they mean.
You spoke with the family of Otto Warmbier, the EVA student who wasn't so fortunate and died shortly after he was released from captivity. What did you say to his parents when you spoke to him yesterday?
I simply let them know that while we received this news with joy, that Otto was on all of our hearts, and their family was in our prayers. I mean, that we got Otto home last year, but it wasn't soon enough.
There are also other families suffering. In Iran, at least four American prisoners are still being held there.
Right.
One of their family members was at the White House yesterday. Is the Trump administration open to a prisoner swap?
I believe we are always interested in opportunities to bring Americans home.
And that means talking to Iran right now about doing that?
Well, I think we sent a pretty strong message to Iran this week when the president made the decision to withdraw from their Iran nuclear deal.
And that's why the families are worried that their family members may be held hostage now to this diplomacy that's been torn up.
We felt it was important to withdraw from this deeply flawed Iran nuclear deal, but now we're engaging
on the prisoners.
The possibility of a new deal, which may create opportunities for not only addressing issues of Americans that are detained in Iran, but also checking the extraordinary malign influence and support for terrorism that Iran continues to propagate across the region.
And you don't think that hurts your diplomacy with North Korea?
President Trump believes in peace through strength. And by withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal, he's made it clear to the world stage that we will not enter into a deeply flawed agreement that does not achieve the objectives that we've stated. As the North Korean leadership looks at the president's decision, I think the message they'll receive is he is going to hold out for a deal that really achieves the objective that has eluded the world for more than a quarter of a century, and that is peace on the peninsula, no more nuclear weapons, and no more threatening of our allies and neighbors.